The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, that's a penis.
It does.
I like that.
Sounded like it. What was you were finally looking? You finally found what you were looking for.
That was it. Yeah. That's what I thought. I didn't think it sounded negative at all. I thought it was positive.
No, pleasantly surprised.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh, where's that? Oh. Let me hear it again. Oh, that's a penis.
Yeah, that's you found the Holy Grail.
Apparently, I've said that sentence before, Dick. That's pretty.
Yeah, came out pretty naturally.
Like it rolled right off, right? Exactly.
It's always nice to find what you've been looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the kind of reaction you should have.
Yes, it is. Hey, yeah, that's that fish we're talking about. That's on the social media, and that too.
Is it technically a fish? Or just a sea creature.
A sea worm.
Yeah, they call it a worm.
Yeah. Crazy looking, man.
Can you eat it?
Yeesh.
I'm sure you could.
I'd cut it up first. I wouldn't lay it down in a bun or anything.
You grill it, put some teriyaki sauce on it. You'd be
still good,
I just checked the comments on Facebook, and somebody, Brian says last time he said sea penis at work, he spent 3 days in meetings, and our buddy Craig Peters checked in and says that he thinks if you squint, an angelfish can look like a vagina. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig, get another tight five. Give us a call when you get a chance. Miss Craig.
Yeah.
Miss all of our comedian buddies. Wish we had a comedian on the show once in a while.
We might get a call from Dave Landau.
What? Landau's?
Landau's going to call probably tomorrow or Wednesday.
See in town?
Sometime. Yeah.
He's there this week, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Love Landau. Wish he could be in
the
studio.
Hence the call.
Yeah.
Asking for a real comedian on World Compliment Day.
All right. Oh, that's right.
He's not complimenting?
Nick's part of the show.
Oh, I mean a comedian.
I don't even consider him a comedian anymore. I used to consider him a comedian. Now
I
don't
anymore. Looking for a comedian on World Compliment Day, Nick.
Perfect.
You want to learn how to compliment people? Play that clip again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a penis.
See? That's a compliment. That's the kind of compliment you want.
I think so, too.
I also see that it's Self-Injury Awareness Day, so be aware that you can hurt yourself.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Be careful.
Speaking of hurting yourself, it's National Wedding Planning Day.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sense of tone there, Craig.
Yep.
Well, it's gonna end horribly with a lot of you. Not all of you.
Well, 50%. Yeah, 50%.
It's not quite 50.
It's high when it's second marriages. So,
yes.
Yeah, because people say, I can do this pretty easily. I'll just jettison this one.
And it's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
All right.
So it's a day for your dogs.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Don't call Todd. He's great. Busy this afternoon.
Humans can eat peanut butter too, Craig.
Yeah, that's not as much fun.
No, you're right.
Again, we all have dogs. I'm the guy with the peanut butter.
Apparently,
I'm the only one in possession of peanut butter.
We all got big heads too, but Tyler's the one that we call Buckethead.
That's a good point, Puss. Thank you.
You know, I mean, we all get saddled with something.
Craig's got a regular size head, and so does Nick. But Puss and Todd's got big noggins, too.
I mean, I don't shop at bighats.com or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, but I've tried your hats on. They're big.
They are.
And Todd's got a big noggin,
too. They're sizable.
But you're right. I got the big head. Your dogs like peanut butter on your junk. Or leg.
Yeah, I think I'd rather own the big head than be the bestiality guy.
Yeah, well, that's not really bestiality. Puss is the bestiality guy. One farm, bestiality.
No farm.
Right there.
There wasn't even a farm.
Not
no
sure
livestock.
What your point is.
Yeah. No nothing. Yeah. But yeah, that's my burden to bear. So.
Right.
So peanut butter and the dog. Well, and all those animals considered bestiality.
I would consider it bestiality.
At least foreplay.
Well, where's the peanut butter?
Well, you know where it is.
Okay. So yeah, there's.
So when your dog goes, oh, that's a penis.
I have to think it'd be disturbing if your dog sounded like
right.
that. If it sounded like Tyler.
It'd be like Brian the dog. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So
that might be a mood
that's
killer.
A good point, Todd. I'm guessing if it's for sexual gratification, technically it would be bestiality.
I would think
but
so.
I would think more of what Puss on the Farm is more bestiality.
No farm.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's like full-fledged bestiality.
Right, right.
When you're pitching.
Pitching, yeah. When you're pitching, it's... Yeah,
yeah you're just... It's one-sided gratification for
right.
you.
Yeah. Or I suppose you...
You're not even giving.
In extreme cases, you could be catching. We've
oh, yeah.
read and
yeah.
heard of
yeah.
that before.
Yeah, yeah,
that doesn't
yeah.
end, like, usually end well for
no.
people in those stories.
Tom yeah. Dustin showed me a video that's haunted me for the rest of my life.
I believe all of that.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen a couple movies back in the day that haunted me, too.
Just the noise stuck with
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Oh.
He definitely seems like a type of guy that would say, here, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
And would just have it right there on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 4 seconds that have haunted me since.
4 seconds.
Wow. I mean, I know some women that have said that. But...
the 4 seconds yeah, have but, haunted me forever.
Usually it was followed by 9 months.
Yeah.
A new study now published in the open access medical journal Curious investigated the link between chocolate eating frequency and interest in sex. Now, overall, men showed a slightly higher interest in sex than women.
Overall, probably, yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly higher, yeah.
But women ate significantly more chocolate per week than men. The researchers then used the amount of chocolate consumed each week to predict interest in sex. They did not find any relationship between the two variables in men. However, women who ate chocolate more often reported significantly less interest in having sex.
Because chocolate is the gratification?
You're not far off on that one, oddly enough.
Yeah, I would think so.
While they could suggest that eating a lot of chocolate decreases interest in sex in women, other explanations are possible. For example, women who have a personality disposition for low interest in sex might be more interested in chocolate for some reason, but the link is largely unclear. They suggest that eating chocolate might stimulate the production of the neurotransmitters of serotonin and dopamine.
So you don't need the sex.
And these chemicals also involved in the brain activity related to sex. So they think that chocolate might cause a bit of a satisfaction that could substitute for that satisfaction that you are looking for from having sex.
Chocolate bar better than sex. This is better than sex. That kind of stuff. I got it. Right.
Well, no, not necessarily better. They're just hitting the same neurotransmitters and the same chemicals are being used, you know, floating around in your gourd.
Got it.
So.
So quit buying chocolate, guys? Is that what you're saying? Don't
well,
have
guys can have all the chocolate
they
want.
No, I mean, don't keep it around so that it's not available to your woman.
Yeah,
so she
go.
Has to come to you for that
right.
She's over there squatting on an Easter bunny, you know?
You deny her that chocolate.
How are you supposed to eat it?
You deny her the chocolate so she comes to get the sugar.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, giving chocolate is seen as a romantic gesture.
It is.
And it results in not getting laid.
Yeah, I think that's
as often.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a restaurant in New York that are filling their tables with wax figures of celebrities.
I saw that. SNL did a bit on that. And at one point, you can have they teamed up with Madame Tussauds or whatever, and they have certain celebrities sitting around.
And you can go sit at their table.
And one of them was have a drink with Cosby at the bar.
Cosby's at the bar.
What?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Not in real life. That was the joke.
Yeah, that was the joke.
The joke.
That was the punch.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, damn, that's a ballsy restaurant.
Those things are so freakishly real. The one in Vegas, I remember I was standing like right next to like Nicolas Cage, just staring at it. And I'm thinking, this looks like Nicolas Cage is standing right here.
And now you know how they make those videos where the celebrity will go in there and stand real still scare the hell out of somebody.
They do.
Because they are that realistic.
I mean, some of them are a little different. Some are better than others, but they're all. And that's just the ones. I mean, I think they make them the same places. The one in Vegas is pretty cool. But I remember you're right close to them. You go, this looks just like the person.
You think the sex doll manufacturers would consult them?
Well, a lot of the sex dolls look pretty real. Push told me that.
Yeah.
You're real, too. You also told me that.
We know, puss.
You're right. He always tells us that.
Well, wasn't that like a really famous steakhouse in New York, the Peter Luger's?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this wasn't some gimmicky place.
No,
I mean,
no,
this is
no.
This is a high-end restaurant.
No, they got seats to fill, apparently.
Yeah.
It could be creepy.
Yeah, you can have a table, and right at the table is sitting one of those. They showed one of them, actually, and then they added the Cosby one as the joke.
Man, how dumb do you feel if you're the first waitress to just not be paying attention and walk up? Can I go? Oh, sorry.
You're so rude.
Can you sit down at a table?
Yeah, one of them.
With one of the wax figures?
Well, you saw that special. It looked like one of them was sitting at the table. You can sit there with the table. Yeah.
They could have the celebrities freak people out at this restaurant, too.
Oh, have them show up
just
for real.
Just sit there?
Yeah.
Right. And then move. I'd like toss my drink across the restaurant and run out.
Out of Sacramento, California, a plastic surgeon wanted to fight his traffic ticket.
God, just shows what the balls that these guys have.
And at this traffic court there in Sacramento, since it is just traffic, they're doing all these things via Zoom.
Right.
And so this particular plastic surgeon, the reason that we know he's a plastic surgeon, is because he attempted to appear in Zoom court from his operating room where he was performing surgery on a patient.
I saw the video of this last night.
In the video from the session, Dr. Scott Green can be seen in his scrubs, with the patient on the operating table behind him, and any number of other, you know, all the machines that go boop, all those things going on.
Right.
The Sacramento Bee shared footage from a live stream of the trial. In the video, a courtroom clerk asked Dr. Green, "Are you available for trial? Kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now." The doctor said, "Yeah, it's an operating room. Go ahead. You're fine." Here is the Sacramento Court Commissioner Gary Link when he saw where Green was.
"So unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?"
"Yes, sir."
"I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial."
"I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also."
Is what he said.
Okay. Next
one. There's another guy. And he also said, really can testify in court.
The arrogance of a...
I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate. I think we're going to have... I'm going to come up with a different date. When you're not actively involved or participating in attending to the needs of a patient.
I apologize, Your Honor, to the court. Sometimes surgery doesn't always go as...
The court, as I'm concerned about the welfare of a patient based on what I'm seeing.
The day off,
Mr.
Man.
Green, or Dr. Green, March 4th. Is that going to fit your calendar, we hope?
If you noticed, what the doctor said was, surgery doesn't always fit in with the... And then he doesn't even finish the sentence.
I know, because he knows he's stupid,
like,
yeah, right?
No, I think there's something happened where he had to quickly go, oh, I got to...
That's the wrong slit.
I might have to do
we
my
got
job.
A leader.
Yeah.
Better.
Next up on the bailet, Jeffrey Toobin. Mr. Toobin. No. Damn it. Toobin's fighting his ticket now. He's probably getting a ticket so he can do a Zoom meeting. Check it out. Check it out.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Toobin. Oh, that's a penis. Yeah, the arrogance of the... we all know that that's a pretty arrogant gig, the plastic surgeons. It seems to be portrayed that way, at least in the Hollywood situations.
Well, just that he's fighting a traffic ticket.
Exactly.
He's telling you something.
First of all, that's lame. Right. And doing it while he's surgery. Oh, whatever, you know.
Couldn't that affect his medical license?
Yeah, they're looking into that.
Yeah, right.
Well, there was like a guy who got in trouble for like riding a hoverboard in for surgery or something, and
that's right.
Some medical board got.
He was on the hoverboard.
Punished him.
He was on the hoverboard as he was doing surgery.
Yeah.
It turns out that was the least of the issues.
Yeah.
With that guy.
Yeah. Oh, so he had other things.
I mean,
but
that was the thing that made headline because it's so much fun.
Right.
But that was the least of his issues.
Okay. But still, medical boards don't mess around with that type of stuff.
No, no. You think his partner would say, hey, why don't you take this call another place?
Yeah.
Well, if he had his big silicone boob things in his hand the whole time. Hang on a second, Doc. I got one of these put in there. Check it out.
Right there. What do you think of this?
Wait, as a patient, you'd probably like your surgeon's full attention.
Yeah, you would. No matter what you're getting done.
Right. Regardless of the surgery.
Yeah.
Even if there's another guy there.
Right.
Yeah, and saying it's not going according to plan doesn't help your case at all. You think it would require even more of your attention if it's not going how you thought it was going to go.
Blood started squirting on his face from off screen. Right.
Maybe if you had been paying attention, it would be going to plan.
Right.
Yeah, like if your surgeon had just stopped to take a video call when he had half a garden shed sticking out of your leg, that would shake your confidence.
What happened?
I think they feel like they can get away with it because the patient has no idea. They're just knocked out.
And it's also just seems to be that particular, you know,
playing
God.
Arrogance.
Surrogate, especially that type of plastic surgery. Right? We all watch Nip Tuck. We know that.
Yeah, but they always pay attention.
They did on that show.
They seem to be.
Yeah.
Plastic surgeons and GI specialists. Prima donnas. Prima donnas, all of them.
Yeah.
They don't in Grey's Anatomy. That's one of the things that bugs me is they'll have like a patient completely opened up and working on their organs and stuff, and they're all talking about their relationships and everything.
Yeah,
like, why do you just focus on what you're doing?
Are they always jamming tunes in the operating room?
A lot of them do. That's real, though. That's real.
I mean, if you watch TV, you would be under the impression they're jamming tunes all the time.
Right, right.
I'm fine with that. I think that would, you know, kind of tend to relax people a little.
I think that's why they do it.
Yeah.
I'd have to concentrate.
Because it is kind of a pressure-filled situation.
Yeah, we all turn down the radio when we have to take a turn left.
But,
that's a weird phenomenon we've all done over the years. Turn the music down in the car when you don't know where you're going.
So I can see better.
Right. And these guys are operating, and the music's cranked. I never got that either.
But they know where they're going.
They do. Oh, that's a good point. They know what valve
they know where
slice.
They're going.
Yeah. Right.
You get the one douche surgeon that always starts off with cuts like a knife. Like, we know, we get it.
Jesus, Dave, again.
Yeah. I remember when I first started seeing it on TV, I used to date a girl who was on a heart team. She was a nurse. She said, yeah, they put in the CDs and jam. You know, cause sometimes they're in there 10, 15 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Long day.
Yeah. Put it on shuffle and go for it.
Playing drums on the spleen.
Right. But you're like, you know, we're all the same in this situation. There's a lot of music we don't like. And if something comes on you don't like, that's just going to aggravate you.
Yeah. Forceps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Skip this track.
So I think the head surgeon should be allowed to pick all the tunes, you know.
Definitely.
Because if some band came on I just hated, I'd be slicing this woman open. Damn it.
craft a particular playlist exactly. for whatever procedure they're doing.
Check out Mr. Skin, who's on the podcast here. We talked to it today. TNTRadioEmpire.com to download the podcast. Patronize the advertiser on the radio stations, the podcast, the streaming, all that stuff. We're on Facebook and the penis of worms on there. Check that out. Yeah. What else? Oh, the new cartoon from LD.
Yes.
Abortion reveal party.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.